For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. For the week of September 26th, 2022, Who's Hacked? Learn more at whoshacked.com. U.S. business and media publication Fast Company's Apple News account was hacked, prompting a temporary shutdown of their website, according to CNBC. From Decrypt, hackers stole roughly $950,000 worth of crypto from an Ethereum vanity address generated with a tool called Profanity. The exploit leveraged a similar vulnerability related to the recent $160 million attack on Wintermute. An Idaho man who worked as an IT professional admitted to making at least $3.5 million by illegally accessing the stock picks of the personal finance site The Motley Fool before they were released, Bloomberg reports. The non-bank lending company Cash Express reported a data breach that gave an unauthorized party access to sensitive consumer information from over 100,000 individuals, including birth dates, social security numbers, financial information, and contact information, according to the American Banker. From the Denver Post, hackers demanded $5 million to unlock the municipal data and computer systems of Wheat Ridge, a Denver, Colorado suburb, but city officials refused to pay, instead opting to put the affected databases and systems back into operation on their own. Sydney, Australia-based wireless carrier Optus suffered a massive cyber attack, The Guardian reports. Hackers stole the personal information of thousands of customers, including addresses, dates of birth, and contact information. Elbit Systems of America confirmed a data breach months after the Black Basta ransomware gang claimed to have hacked their systems, according to Security Week. Employee information, including social security numbers, addresses, and birth dates, may have been compromised. From Bloomberg, Watchfinder, a UK-based luxury watch dealer owned by Richemont, suffered a data breach. The incident resulted in lists of prospective customer information being compromised. The Hive ransomware group hacked Empress EMS, which is owned by Patient Care EMS Solutions, Talk of the Sound reports. The incident affected over 300,000 patients, making it one of the largest data breaches of a healthcare organization in the US so far this year. Ukrainian authorities took down a pro-Russia hacking group that compromised 30 million user accounts and then sold them for profit on dark web portals, according to Security Week. Portugal's national airline, TAP Air Portugal, says hackers from the Ragnar Locker ransomware gang obtained the personal data of some of its customers and published the information on the dark web, the Associated Press reports. From Radio Free Europe, several Iranian government and state-owned websites, including the Fars News Agency and the Forensic Medical Research Center of Iran, were taken down by Anonymous, the international activist hacker group, in a move of support for nationwide protests that followed the death of a 22-year-old woman after her arrest by the Morality Police. Police in the UK arrested a 17-year-old suspected hacker who was allegedly connected to the Rockstar Games hack, according to Engadget. Officials say the individual may have been involved with the recent intrusion on Uber as well. A British Columbia municipality acknowledged being the victim of a cyber attack just over 2 weeks ago, IT World Canada reports. The admission comes after the Lockbit ransomware gang listed the Sunshine Coast Regional District on its data breach website. From News 2 Charleston, South Carolina, hackers allegedly stole over $8,000 in paychecks after breaching the email system of the Reedville Fire Department in South Carolina. Games publisher 2K Games, which is owned by Take-Two Interactive, notified the public that an unauthorized third party compromised its help desk platform and sent malicious links to customers, according to The Verge. For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding. To learn more about these hacks and others, visit whoshacked.com.